Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the 25th chapter of Matthew's gospel. Many people say that this is one of their favorite texts in all of Scripture. So let us hear what the Lord would say to us today. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate people one from another, as the shepherd separates the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the King will say to those at His right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and we gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the King will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of My family, you did it to Me." Then He will say to those at His left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from Me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me, naked, and you did not give me clothing, sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will also answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you?" Then He will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to Me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Do you ever do it, or am I the only one? Do you ever walk into a room and say, "Now, what on earth am I here for? I know I came in here for a reason, but I cannot for the life of me remember what it was." I can do that turning from my computer back around to my desk in the chair. What on earth am I here for? Or maybe you've asked these questions on a deeper level. You're getting ready to graduate from high school or college. Or you're one of those in-between times in your work or in your personal life. Maybe you've recently retired from the work that gave your life meaning and purpose. Now what? What on earth am I here for? It's a valid question. What am I here for? Am I here simply to take up space? To do my little bit of good where I am as long as I'm here? These are questions of identity. These are questions of direction, questions of vision. And while stewardship season is not an official liturgical season, it does prompt us to answer these questions. For the past couple of weeks, our focus has been on providing ministry and connecting with ministry opportunities within the life of our congregation. We had the ministry fair You remember where various ministries on the church shared what it is that they do and invited you to participate with them. We took the spiritual gifts inventory to discover what our gifts are, how we might begin to live into them and out of them in the world. Today we hear Jesus calling us beyond the walls of our church and into the world. In fact, our United Methodist mission statement calls us to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. And on this World Communion Sunday, we recognize once again that the body of Christ is bigger than just us. And the needs of the world demand that all of us, in the words paraphrasing John Wesley, do all the good we can, by all the means we can, in all the ways we can, at all the times we can, to all the people we can, as long as ever we can. If churches have spiritual gifts, and I believe that they do, I believe that one of the primary gifts of this congregation is generosity. This year, your generosity has touched the lives of people that we may never know. When you give week by week to the budget of the church, you're supporting a variety of outreach ministries like Salkahatchee Summer Service, in which our youth participate. This year, $12,400 has gone to outreach ministries just in our community. And another $12,000 has gone to outreach ministries in our state through the paying of our apportionments, our first line of mission giving. This is just an example of where some of your tithes go. In addition to our tithes, which is that 10%, our offerings, which is over and above, this year you have given to Epworth Children's Home $7,843. That is remarkable. And you've given to UMCOR, United Methodist Committee on Relief, $6,775. You filled blessing bags and brought much needed supplies to Help for Kids and South Strand Helping Hands. Soon it will be time to fill those shoeboxes and bring them back to share the love of Jesus with children a world away. The communion rail offering that we'll receive this morning enables us to meet emergency needs by people in our community. You prepare and you serve community lunch twice, sometimes three times a month. This is what on earth we are here for. This past summer, we had fun with Flat Jesus. I loved looking at all the pictures to see where Flat Jesus had been during the week. We took him everywhere that we went. But sometimes we forget that Jesus is taking us. Jesus is taking to us to all of those places where we can serve as witnesses. As witnesses to the love of Christ by what we do, by a smile or a helping hand. Sometimes we think our world is so isolated. Sometimes we look around us and see division and unrest and wonder how we're going to get by or if there is anything that we can do. But we remember the promise of Jesus, that he is really and truly available to us in the real and concrete needs of those around us. And God takes all of this so very seriously. He does this by blessing our efforts and meeting our deepest needs when we reach out to those who are struggling. The practices of outreach and listening and mercy each have a sacramental character to them. While they are not sacraments, they can be sacramental, outward and visible signs of an inward and spiritual grace. And as with the sacraments, when we avail ourselves of these opportunities by seeing in them Christ in each other and striving to meet their needs, we once again see the grace of God made visible and present in our midst. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.